All right, let's move on to Ad.
John Quincy Adams spoke up from the floor. They told him, don't talk about that anymore. When half of the nation is mired in sin, it isn't polite to go on about it.
And I like this song a lot. I thought it gives me Andrew Jackson Jihad vibes, and that's a good thing. I thought the lyrics are excellent, and they're so historically accurate that the song is actually illegal in Florida and Texas. But is it my imagination, or does it fade out like during an additional verse? Like, I think that it's fading out, and it's not like redoing an old verse or anything. It's just a new verse that they decided to, I guess, shorten the song or something, which was a little...
Yeah, I think it's meant to suggest the ad could just keep going.
Oh,
like, I could do this all day long, fuckers.
Yeah.
It's a song about history, and history just keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always something to be outraged about. Yeah. Which is...
So, this song is, to me, it feels like it's We Didn't Start the Fire. It's just like, okay, here we go. It's going to teach me all about history in its own little way. You know, I'm not saying that as an insult. So, even though it does feel like maybe a little Schoolhouse Rocky, you know, a little We Didn't Start the Fire, it's a little heavy-handed on my history. And the fact that the curses land so flatly to me.
Oh, is that the, it's a grand fucking parade? Is it that sort of thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to use a curse, like, the curse has to hit. I always think of a band like, you know, the band A Perfect Circle?
Vaguely.
Yeah. A Perfect Circle, on their first album, they only curse one time in the whole entire album. And it's on the song Judith, and it's a song talking straight to God. And the only time this curses is right in that song. And it's like, wow, that curse just lands and it hits with some weight. Here it's like, it's a grand fucking parade. It, like, it might as well have been any adjective.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I feel that way about, like, Elliott Smith, too. He, you know.
Yes, exactly.
He had judicious use of swears in a way that really kind of, like, jumped out at you. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
That, you know. So, yeah.
Very sweetly sung.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, you're right. Wasn't done in the ADD song. I'm going to vote for it anyway. I liked it.